This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
On day 6 of the ill-fated mission of Apollo 13, the astronauts needed to make a critical course correction. If they failed, they might never return to Earth. To conserve power, the onboard computer that steered the spacecraft had been shut down. Yet the astronauts needed to conduct a 39-second burn of the main engines. How do you steer without the computers? Astronaut Jim Lovell determined that if they could keep a fixed point in space in view through their tiny window, they could steer the craft manually. That focal point, if you remember the movie, turned out to be their destination, the Earth. Jim Lovell, in that movie, this is portrayed in the movie and in the story that actually happened, for 39 agonizing seconds, Lovell focused on keeping the Earth in view. By not losing sight of that reference point, the three astronauts avoided disaster. And scripture that I just read to you says, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. What does that mean? He's the beginning and the end of everything in your life. When you came into the world, the Lord was present at your beginning. And when you die, according to scripture, the Lord is with you. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, what's the word say? Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort. The Lord says, I'm with you. When you're born, I'm with you when you die. And the one who's with you at birth and the one who's with you throughout your life and the one who's with you at death said, I want to be with you for eternity. The Lord's not interested in you being a decent man to live your life for 70 years and then die without him. He's not interested in you being a nice woman for 70 or 80 years and then you die and that's it, it's all over. He's interested in you being with him for all eternity. How does that happen? When you make Jesus Christ the foundation and you build everything on that foundation, the least noticed is the most important. The foundation of your life is something maybe a lot of people don't see, but you know what's there. And your husband or wife, they know what's the foundation of your life, and your children know. Eventually, they figure out what's foundational in your life. Hopefully, it's Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today as we just continue preaching through this book of 1 Corinthians. What a powerful thought today that you are the foundation of everything, not just the foundation of our religious beliefs. You're the foundation of the whole thing. Heaven and earth, all of it, the entire universe. The Bible says nothing was created without your presence and you being present at all creation. Lord, thank you for this time of invitation. If there's anyone here today who either privately or publicly needs to say, I need to make Jesus Christ the foundation of my life. There's a man here today, I don't know who he is, but he needs to do that, maybe even privately. There's a woman here today, I don't know her name, I have no idea, never will know her name till eternity, but she needs to make your son the foundation of her life. And she needs to build on that foundation the stuff that really matters, the things that really last, that are eternal. There is a young person here today, I don't know who they are, but they need to decide on this day, Jesus Christ is going to be the foundation of my life.
Well, my friend, is Jesus Christ the foundation of your life? You say, why would you ask me? Because it's the most important thing in your life. Something or someone is going to be the foundation for your life, and you know it. You know what it is right now. I'm asking you to make Jesus Christ the foundation of your life, your marriage, your home, your job, your career, your education, your health, everything. He's everything in your life because he means everything. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.